If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row.
It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro is an intensive program designed to inform, develop, and engage emerging leaders in our area. Registration open now for that. Get more online at carolinachamber.org. Joined today on the phone by the mayor of Carrboro, Lydia Lavelle. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today. Sorry I can't be here in the studio, but thanks for being with us no matter what.
No, I'm happy to be there, and Aaron, it's great to hear your voice.
Absolutely. So tell us about, first of all, I mean, there's so many different angles on the coronavirus outbreak and the impact locally and what the town is doing about it, but we've got to start with the proclamation that you issued earlier today encouraging everyone to shelter in place at least as much as they possibly can, right?
Yes, and so just by way of a little backdrop, I guess. It's been 1 week since we issued our emergency proclamations, you know, throughout the different towns in the county. And, of course, 2 days before that, things really accelerated. And then the course of the last week, as you've been highlighting, have just been, things have been changing at a phenomenal pace. We, earlier this week, of course, had the governor close, you know, restaurants and bars that, you know, for indoor dining. And then since that time, we've all been also, you know, kind of encouraging folks social distancing, shelter at home, do as much as you can to only go out for, you know, kind of services that you must have, you know, just practicing, like, you know, having safe practices, but be sure to get out and walk around and get a little exercise and try to do some self-care. And so our board members, our council members, I should say, you know, we're used to meeting every week. We're used to chatting a lot. We're used to seeing each other out and about in the town. And we had a few emails back and forth this week about really wanting to have me reach out to the community and encourage, first of all, applaud the way really our residents and our businesses have reacted to the crisis. You know, we had several restaurants that actually closed early, even before the governor's, for indoor dining, even before the governor's executive order. And then other, we know that we haven't had, you know, reports of large gatherings. We've had notices of people really maintaining their social distance, really trying to do what we can to put this coronavirus at a distance. And so the purpose of the proclamation was really just to kind of highlight to the community that we wanted community members to continue to shelter in place as much as possible. In other states, particularly the states and cities where they are having, you know, community spread and already kind of ahead of where we are and some other countries are, you know, they've put in place, you know, the governor has, or a mayor in a home rule state has put in place shelter in place kind of orders, if you will. In North Carolina, here at the local level as a mayor, what I wanted to do was to urge people to continue to shelter in place as much as possible in the weeks to come and, you know, try to limit trips to necessary ones, continue to practice social distancing. Also wanted to kind of get out there again, you know, what to do if someone begins to show signs of coronavirus, and then really, really highlight our Carrboro restaurants that have been so dramatically hit, as many other, you know, professions and industries will be, but they're the first ones to just really get hugely hit this week, highlighting where you can find a list of those that are offering drive-up service, and also to advertise a new initiative called the Carrboro Food Hub, which is found at carrborounited.com, and that has just gotten off the ground, but it's kind of a one-stop shop to get kind of special meals, and the menu changes every day. So anyway, that was the purpose of the proclamation, just to kind of let people know out there that the council is thinking of them and kind of working behind the scenes, and we also scheduled a special meeting for this Tuesday night.
Awesome. And again, you can get the full proclamation online at townofcarborough.org. And you mentioned Carborough United, which is really just formed in, is it the last 24 to 36 hours? People are really rallying together to make that happen. It's Tom Rayner from Acme is one of the people behind it. And we're actually going to have him on the air next week, Monday, to talk about that initiative and how people can take advantage of it and get involved. But it really is cool. And it's a great example of just businesses and organizations in the community and individuals as well who are all dealing with this in their own ways, and they're all struggling with it. And that's in terms of mental health and financial health and physical health and everything else. But so many people are really stepping up and being just incredibly generous and thoughtful and innovative in their generosity. And I think that's always just a really cool thing to see.
Yeah, this Carborough United local food hub, as you said, it's like 24 hours old, essentially. A fabulous website created by the Splinter Group. A lot of local groups coming together on this. Zoe from Acme, who is on the Chamber Board of Directors with me, was kind of telling us about this a day or two ago. And, you know, it's merging together, you know, getting the food from, you know, our local farmers. You place your order the day before, like by noon, and then you pick it up the next day between 12 and 4 over in the East Main Street parking lot, kind of near the Cat's Cradle. And it's really kind of interesting because, you know, like I was just, for instance, kind of looking at the menu, for example, for tomorrow, which now I've missed the opportunity to get it, but it made me a little hungry. But, you know, one of them is, you know, just a box of different meats, local meats, and then there was a family meal from Acme and a family meal from Neil's Deli and glass half full. So, you know, these are all local businesses, ways to kind of get some favorites to go pick them up, and ways to really support those businesses that we want to be sure to support.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, again, townofcarborough.org, for more information on town government. So how is town business changing with in response to this, and what isn't changing?
Yeah. So that's a great question. You know, one of the big things that we've had to do is really figure out a new way to communicate. Because as I alluded to, as council members, we usually meet every week. We usually, you know, email now and then. We see each other on the street. We have advisory board meetings. We have other regular meetings. You know, I'll meet with manager meets with everyone each week. And so just by way of trying to deal with, you know, everything kind of coming at staff and coming at the council, it's kind of taken a while to reestablish those means of communication. This week we arranged to have, you know, have Zoom accounts set up and to be able to figure out a way to meet virtually on Tuesday night and thereafter. And so that's taking a little bit of getting up to speed, but that'll be as others that you have probably interviewed have noted or will note, that's the way we're all going to communicate for a while, you know, and it's actually a fairly good way to communicate. You know, once you get comfortable with it, you can share documents, you can share videos, you can see each other, talk to each other, you can have small groups, big groups, breakout groups. So that's what we're learning is, you know, that's how we're going to have to start communicating. Our staff has been absolutely fabulous. We have been getting reports the last couple of days, you know, kind of summarizing, you know, all of the major areas that is under the, you know, responsibility of the town. We received a really comprehensive status report number 2 yesterday, just to give you an idea of the different, like, headings of this executive summary. You know, there's one about public safety. Our Fire Chief Dave Schmidt, he's our designated emergency manager, and so he's the one who's actively participating in the weekly conference calls with Orange County Emergency Management and the school systems and the health department. So anyway, that's one topic, public safety. Another is town operations. Our employees are almost all working virtually, and if they aren't almost all doing that, we'll be, you know, it's almost there for everyone to be working virtually, except for, you know, our fire and police and public works. We've been, and I'll tell you, the service has still been excellent. I told someone, you know, I'm working more at home than I do when I'm at work. I mean, And then I talked about town meetings. Our facilities, you know, we've obviously canceled all of our Parks and Rec, you know, activities, programs, and reservations. We made the decision to keep our parks open, but have the amenities at our parks closed. You know, the playground equipment, roping it off, you know, having people not, you know, gathering groups in the parks. We felt it was important to see if people could, you know, it could respect, again, the social distancing, but have our parks to be able to walk around and kind of enjoy the outdoors. Thus far, we haven't had any problems with that. We had to figure out, you know, like our community gardens, we are letting them continue to operate, but they're only allowed to have one person at a time in there in our community gardens. And then we've, you know, our housing and community services offices have been kind of reaching out to our different folks that we partner with to provide whatever we can provide with them. We provided information on, you know, we're aware of information on utilities that you've been talking about. And then lastly, but, you know, again, kind of rounding back around to this local business support, one of our agenda items for Tuesday night for our special meeting that we're calling is to see if there's some way that we can repurpose our revolving loan fund in a way to still be a revolving loan fund, but be able to make it more accessible in an easier fashion to our businesses that have cash flow issues right now. So, Aaron, something else I wanted to mention is I've been on several different, you know, group Zoom calls all week long. But a couple of them that I have been on in particular were put on by the chamber. Well, one of them was my chamber board of directors meeting, but I also, this was the week I was supposed to go meet with the Carborough Business Alliance, and that turned out to be a topic. We didn't know this would even be the topic back when I set that up. But I want to give a huge shout out to the chamber, because those, between that meeting and then one I just got off of a few minutes ago, that they arranged with the businesses in the town, there were almost 400 people on a Zoom call I just got off, and it was a call that the chamber arranged to kind of talk through this real financial reality that is currently hitting all of our businesses. They had a representative from the SBA, Patrick Rodriguez, on there kind of talking about how to go through applying for SBA loans. Kudos to the chamber. They're really doing everything they can to try to support the businesses in our towns that are going to be going through a pretty horrific time for a while.
Yeah, speaking again with Mayor Lydia Lavelle and staying on that, I know you've been in conversation with folks in the community all week long, and this has been going on now for several weeks, feels like forever, but not really that long of a time. But you've had a lot of conversation with people. What is the situation like for businesses and people who work for those businesses, people in the service industry, and more importantly, how can we help? You mentioned getting takeout and curbside pickup from all of those restaurants. I know a lot of organizations are either stepping up their efforts or just being created now to help. How else can people get involved?
Yeah. I'll tell you, it has been really kind of heart-wrenching all week long. At least two of these Zoom conference calls I was on, people, you know, were really crying, mm-hmm. because it is just so scary, and the uncertainty is it more than anything. You know, like if you knew this was going to be over June 1 or July 1 or August 1, okay, you know, but it's this uncertainty. And the other thing I observed too was, you know, our businesses are so socially aware and so thoughtful. I mean, they were really, really torn between, you know, having to close their business and putting their employees really out of employment. But understanding in some businesses in terms of, you know, trying not to spread the virus and trying to, you know, shelter more, they recognize that in a lot of instances that was the responsible thing to do. And so that, you know, kind of back and forth, that tugging of their hearts was just, it was really, really hard to hear, you know. And so I guess I would say, you know, there are a lot of financial resources that are being investigated by the chamber and by us, by others, you know, kind of trying to make that available to folks. And that's a lot of the, I guess, information we gave or talked to the Carville Business Alliance about today, and that the Chamber gave all the businesses out this afternoon in terms of loans. There is at least one fund. It's called the Carville Mutual Aid Relief Fund, and it's supposed to be monies that go specifically to support Carville workers. I have a link for that, which I must have the wrong link number on my proclamation. I'm going to get it corrected as soon as I can. But I do know there are other efforts. I know I've heard of another GoFundMe page. One of the things we're trying to do, too, is make sure we have a way to collectively have all these ways that people can help come together so that you can go to, like, to one or two places to find out about all the opportunities. For instance, I'll just throw this one out. I'm sure you are aware of this one. I know that the various groups that are delivering food to places are looking for drivers and soliciting volunteers to do that for people that want to get out and about and are okay driving in a car.
So. Again, speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org for more on town government, including a proclamation from earlier today. One thing that happened earlier today, or I guess didn't happen earlier today, that we should mention, Google Fiber was going to start construction up again today, they announced, and this is also out of concern for health and safety in the midst of this outbreak, that they're going to be putting a pause on construction for a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, they are. And, you know, I started receiving some inquiries a day or two ago by some folks that saw the workers and were kind of getting excited because they were making their way to their neighborhoods. And you know, when they first started constructing their lines and so forth in our town, we hit a few bumps and kind of had to have them step back. And we kind of went through the protocol for making sure they didn't hit other lines and making sure that they were, you know, kind of doing their work in a way that didn't cause disruption to residences and businesses. And since that time, the installation of Google Fiber has gone pretty well. We haven't had as many mishaps. But particularly this week, I think with so many people kind of getting used to this new normal and, you know, kind of not wanting folks to have to worry about, on top of everything else, you know, losing their access really to communication right now, Google Fiber informed the town that they were going to pause construction for at least 2 weeks, and then they'll reevaluate and see what to do. But they also were careful to make certain that people knew if there was some kind of interruption or some kind of an emergency that they needed to respond to, that they would certainly get out and take care of that as soon as possible.
Anything else that people ought to know about what's going on or not going on or how people can get involved in any way?
Yeah, I guess I would say that, you know, we initially canceled our board meetings last week and this week, right? So we decided to go ahead and as I said, schedule a special meeting this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock so that we could see how these virtual meetings are going to work and address a couple of issues like the loan program and also protocol and communication during this unusual time. We typically do not meet, pursuant to our town code, we don't meet on the fifth Tuesday of the month, but given the circumstances, we're going to have another meeting this month, so it'll be a special meeting, but it'll be on Tuesday night, March 31st, when we wouldn't normally meet, and I anticipate we'll probably be meeting for the next several Tuesdays as we kind of, you know, face this kind of new normal for all of us. It's going to greatly, and you know, frankly, Aaron, it's going to greatly impact, you know, every single thing that the town does in a major part of our budget, a major part of our projects. You know, just it kind of remains to be seen because, you know, a good bit of our budget is based on sales tax, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So another thing we're doing along this process is communicating. We'll be communicating very much with our General Assembly once they're in, and we're looking eagerly to see what kind of relief Congress can provide. I signed on to a letter with the U.S. Conference of Mayors earlier today, kind of urging you know, Congress to, as they consider this package that they're considering, to consider providing money for emergency supplemental assistance directly to cities, because cities across America are hurting tremendously right now.
And then finally, for people who want to access that meeting on Tuesday, what's the best way for them to do it?
Yeah, we'll be sure to blast that everywhere, but it will be streamed on our website, as it typically is, through our Granica site, and it will also be shown on Cablevision, as it usually is. So folks can, you know, check in the normal ways and watch the meeting that way.
townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.